This is episode number 2646 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Kim Kardashian does not have six toes.
Now, who said that?
Oh, it's a conspiracy thing.
Oh, I guess.
And she wears sandals all the time. What do they do? Like tape the six toe underneath her foot? I mean, how would you hide it?
Right?
You know,
right?
They're
hiding. It's hiding between her boobs. There you go. That's a good place.
The sixth toe.
Right. I don't know. No, she doesn't have six toes.
Now that's a stretch. Not a third nipple, a sixth toe.
Right?
She did confirm a few other details about herself on Jimmy Kimmel Live Monday night.
Ooh.
And a handful are pretty kooky.
Yeah.
So Jimmy decided to ask a few interesting rumors about her if they were true or not.
Hmm.
So she confirmed that she knows how to change a tire.
Oh, that's admirable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now she does wash her feet every night before she goes to bed.
I guess there are people that do that. You know, don't want to get in bed with dirty feet. I get it.
Well, especially if you go barefoot all the time.
Sure.
Or you know, you
yeah.
Wear, yeah.
I get that.
So I kind of get that because in the summertime, if I'm going barefoot a lot, I mean, I've actually, you know, yeah, that's kind of, I kind of get that one.
Okay.
But here's where it kind of goes off the rails.
Oh, okay.
She also admitted that she blow dries her jewelry before putting it on.
She blow dries her jewelry. Hello, jewelry. Let
so
me put
you
on.
So we checked with Kim. You know, yeah. Just to confirm.
Yeah.
Because I hate being freezing. And when you put on cold jewelry or anything like with a zipper.
Oh, man.
I just need it warm.
So she needs it warmed up for her.
Yeah.
She must have like a little product warmer. What other job could you have your product warmer at?
Anything like chain metal, like for a metal
dress. Oh, yeah, there's that, yeah.
Metal dress. I mean, put on one of those metal dresses. That'd be a little cold.
Yeah, right.
Unless it's in summer, deep summer.
And she doesn't like cold. I get it. Okay.
She doesn't like freezing.
Oh, sorry. Freezing. Sorry.
I didn't say cold. I said freezing.
Okay.
All right. So.
So she's probably got people to do this for her.
You know,
make
course.
Sure that
every
jewelry
earring.
Is out of the bag.
What about her rings? And
set
everything.
Up in a little drawer in the closet.
I bet she pays someone just to be the blow dryer.
Oh, yeah. You know she does.
Yeah.
She knows she does. Yeah. Well. We're gonna have to.
I wonder what the business card says.
Well,
blow.
Anyway.
Okay, but the strangest of her idiosyncrasies is she makes someone else take care of the cardboard sleeve off of her Starbucks coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she hates the sound.
You know, inexpensive
the
and
cheap. Cardboard makes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I hate the feeling. I don't even like watching the sleeve come off. This cardboard getting moved off the cup as my nose on chalkboard to me. I have to look away. I can't listen to it.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
So she can't watch or she can't take the cardboard sleeve down off of her cup.
If the sleeve is on.
Oh my God.
She can't.
Kim, it's there for a reason, don't you know? So you don't burn your hand.
My guess is she never gets a sleeve because she says, don't put one on.
Oh.
And then they probably double or triple cup
That's
it for her.
Look at.
I've never heard about the cardboard.
It's something that
about
people
the cardboard
probably. Yeah,
sleeve
I
before.
I
never.
Get it. Yeah. What I hate is taking the lid on and off of the cup. I need somebody to do that for me.
I wonder if the cardboard sleeve person is the same person who did the blow drying. They just go with her.
Well, yeah, perhaps. Because, you know, how many Starbucks can she have in a day? That's all.
Ryan Seacrest and Aubrey Page split after 3 years.
Wow.
I forgot he was in a relationship.
Yeah. You don't see him with anybody ever at all.
No. Maybe on the down low, but maybe we just don't pay attention. Maybe we don't care.
Don't care.
And maybe they're just not seen together. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've seen a few pictures, but not many.
After 3 beautiful years together, Ryan and Aubrey have mutually decided to part ways.
Yeah.
That's what an insider close to the couple told People Wednesday.
Yeah.
After three beautiful years together.
Three beautiful years.
Beautiful years. I got to give it to him, though. Besides the fact, you know, I'll never forgive him for the Kardashians. But, and I like Ryan Seacrest. I do, you know. But
yeah, as much as the next
you got to give it to him the fact that he stays out of trouble.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing about Ryan.
Stays out of the limelight.
Is that whatever he's doing in his personal life, he's not letting anybody know what it is.
He's not giving anybody a reason to gossip about it.
Not yet. Not yet.
Well, Duo first publicized their relationship in May 2021 when they stepped out together in the Hamptons while celebrating Memorial Day.
Wow, the Hamptons.
Goop has admitted she isn't fully caught up to date with internet trends and needs her children to help her.
Oh, well, you know, that's a byproduct of having kids, is a stand up on the trends. You know, when you're irrelevant anymore, you know, you just got your kids.
Yeah, a byproduct of having kids is when they hit a certain age, you don't know anything.
Right. Well, they don't think you know a damn thing.
No. No, it's like...
No.
Yeah, you didn't raise it. You have no idea what it's like. You get to a certain age and your kids are like, they feel that you have no idea how to raise kids. You've never done this before.
Yeah.
You can't even roll up and down a window in your own car. They don't think you can do that, you know?
Your kids do that to you? Okay.
I'm just saying in general.
I got it.
It's anyway. It's a complaint of people who were getting older.
I got it.
So, in an interview with Culture Magazine, she admitted that she sees memes on social media and goes to her two teenage children for help.
That makes sense.
This one meme, I'm baby.
I'm
she
baby.
She explained to, as an example. I'm like, what the F does this mean? And then everyone tries to explain, I'm baby means I finally got it.
Yeah, right. That's the same as saying I'm this day old.
I learned something today because I didn't know that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, see, there you go. All right. And so now we are all relevant again. The world is right.
Well, thank goodness.
We're all relevant. Thanks to Goop's kids.
I was feeling a little irrelevant this morning.
Okay, well, all right.
Woke up out of bed and I thought,
you do you.
Man, I have some irrelevance going on today.
You do you. How's that? She is always relevant. She always understands memes. She is the one, the only Halle Berry. And we say hello, Halle. More
Hi,
Who Cares tomorrow.
Halle.
Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.